What I want to do is introduce our special guest in reference to our exciting upcoming product, AgeLock Youth. We have Dr. Steve Wood, PhD, registered dietitian, been with Nu Skin for 8 years. Prior to that, spent 13 years in the pharmaceutical industry at Abbott Labs in Ohio. Got his PhD at the University of Arizona. He has authored 22 papers in peer-reviewed journals. The list goes on of these. It's pretty incredible. And Dr. Wood has presented his research at local, national, and international scientific meetings. And if you could see the list of the places that he has presented, it's pretty, pretty breathtaking. But, Steve, I had a chance yesterday to spend some time talking about this call, and I can't wait to share his thoughts, his ideas, and, of course, most importantly, the facts about this product. So, Steve, I am really delighted to have you on the call. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the call this morning.
Thanks for that introduction. It's exciting for me to be able to speak about this new product, this AgeLock Youth. It's really exciting to work on projects that benefit people and that they understand the benefits, and this is really groundbreaking. It's our most advanced anti-aging supplement, and so I look forward to talking about this. And I probably ought to introduce it. I'm just one of 75 scientists that work here at Nu Skin. We all come from different disciplines, so it makes for an exciting and sometimes a heated debate about science. But I think in the end, we all have the same goal, to be able to make products that are unique and advanced, as well as products that we want to give to our friends and family, as well as that we want to take. So hopefully that helps in setting the stage in terms of who I am and that I'm the director of the Pharmanex Division for Global Research and Development. And so I direct scientists as we explore and examine, as well as test and confirm the benefits of the products that we sell.
Thank you, Steve. And Steve, as we were talking yesterday, we spent a lot more than 30 minutes talking yesterday. It was just, I said, we need 2 hours on this thing or more. But since we only have, you know, less than 30 minutes, let's just go through a group of questions that I think are the most, and you and I think are the most important from a scientific point. Why?
So first of all, as we talk about AgeLock science, our underlying or theme or our umbrella is we want to go to the source of the problem or the source of the benefit. And so when we think about AgeLock and particularly AgeLock Youth, we want to target the sources of aging. And so what we've looked at is our body has these innate mechanisms that really prevent aging or slowing down the aging process, and that we're always bombarded by these aging aggressors really from the time we're born. And so these aging defense mechanisms occur throughout the body, throughout every cell, as well as in several tissues. But what's important is that we've been able to understand how these aging defense mechanisms are controlled by gene expression. And as we see this gene expression changing these aging defense mechanisms, we're able to then see this systemic youth preservation benefit, meaning that it's a whole body benefit or throughout the body. And so the uniqueness is being able to first identify this source, then being able to identify the ingredients that support these aging defense mechanisms. We've been able to identify the ingredients that modulate these aging defense mechanisms that provide whole body benefit. And then we have developed this from our proprietary gene expression data and insights that we've gained. But one of the things that is why it's so exciting as an anti-aging formula, it's really meant for any adult, whether you're 18, whether you're 65. It's not just meant for the elderly. It's to be able to maintain these aging defense mechanisms that work throughout the body, really to prevent any of these aging aggressors. And I think we almost pass off some of the aging aggressors that are around us. We know we live in a hectic lifestyle. We talk about stress, what that does to the body, or we talk about being out in the sun, pollution, a lot of those environmental factors. But we also have internal factors that actually accelerate aging. And so these mechanisms, these aging defense mechanisms, are critical to help us prevent or to delay or to support these benefits throughout the body. based on these aging defense mechanisms for these youth preservation benefits. It's using our gene, our proprietary gene expression, as well as looking that this is a proprietary blend of these natural ingredients that are, I would almost say, extremely difficult, if not impossible, to get that someone wouldn't be able to, in South America, wouldn't be able to get the same ingredients, say, from Japan or from the Europe. And we've been able to identify these through our gene expression science and also this library where we work with LifeGen Technologies. So it's an exciting product that really is the foundation. And as you mentioned, that you're excited about this product, and there's many of the scientists that they're personally excited, but also this is the first supplement that they take. This is the one that they look towards is this foundation because of these youth preservation benefits.
Thank you, Steve. Steve, you were mentioning and this terminology, aging defense mechanism, we're referring to ADMs. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I never even heard of this 6 months ago. For the audience, is this something new to science, or is this something we made up? Explain what this is so that everybody, because as you read through the new booklet, it talks about this over and over.
That's a great question. It's really a collective term of many scientific mechanisms. As all of us do, go to Google and look at cellular defense or cellular protection. This is really an encompassing term. So we try to help people understand that there's mechanisms throughout the cell, throughout the body and every cell. And we've talked for many years about antioxidant defense. That's one important aging defense mechanism. But we've realized that it's not just those exogenous, those vitamin C's, vitamin E's, beta carotene, other ingredients that we consume, but there's actually endogenous enzymes that help protect us against oxidative stress or support these antioxidant defense mechanisms. And so we talk about those, and then we've added more understanding because of this gene expression science to other areas like DNA protection and repair mechanisms, or thinking of detoxification and purification mechanisms. We also describe tissue renewal mechanisms, as well as other areas that we've learned and other incorporated into other products, the ability to regulate mechanisms like for metabolism. But what we've understood is we need to look at the whole person. And that's made us go to the source, which is the cellular protection. And so these aging defense mechanisms operate and are opposing these aging aggressors throughout the body. So hopefully that gives you an idea that it's a term, a collective term of different mechanisms that oppose or the mechanisms that support youthfulness and health along the way.
Steve, I'm going to sort of veer a little bit just what you were talking about on this whole systemic, another word that I'm hearing a lot about, which prior to a year ago, I never even heard this whole thing of systemic inflammation, systemic benefits, and so on. Systemic meaning the whole system of your body. But could you talk about this? Because in this booklet we have that NuSkin Pharmanex has produced, it talks about these systemic health benefits, the cellular health, brain health, heart health, metabolic health, skin health, bone health, joint health, eye health, physical performance, immune health. I mean, that's a pretty big tale that we're going to be presenting here. And can you explain what this whole thing means of the systemic benefits versus, let's say, our incredible products that we have in our arsenal now?
That's a great question, Buzz. And as we talk about that, it takes me back to this approach that we want to go to the source. So if we look at the cellular function and cellular throughout the body, you know, in every tissue, that we're supporting that activity, and that's why we're able to, what I call about these youth preservation benefits that are noted throughout the body in each of the tissues. We really start at that cellular health. We want to maintain that health of the cells, and through our gene expression, we've been able to identify those ones that are benefiting, but then we see those, what I would almost call as youth preservation benefits or claims in various tissues, So, for example, the heart health or the skin health or that metabolic health. And so it sounds like it's doing everything, but it's really focused on the cellular function and why these ingredients are so important and how we've identified those. And it's based on both our gene expression science, but there is a body of literature of many of these ingredients with clinical studies that show the benefits, and we've combined those into a very unique product. Even the way we've put those into the capsules to put liquids as well as solids together is really novel in an effort to try to reduce the numbers of capsules, but also to provide these ingredients that then can be absorbed and metabolized in a very efficient way.
Interesting. Now, we had a fascinating conversation yesterday when we talked about the immune system, and I think just this whole ties into this conversation, where you said in the past we all believe that as we get old, our immune system just tires out, like you said, like an old dog on your front porch. It just sort of lays there, and that your immune system is just getting worn out, and why we become more susceptible to things as we get older. And you're saying that until LifeGen came along, which we're going to talk about here in just a second, but just talk about how we were not looking at the whole picture of our immune system.
And maybe just picking up on that analogy that people have thought, you know, we run out of gas, and so these mechanisms just stall because they're old. And I think we've all thought of that. We think of grandparents that aren't able to do what they did when they were younger. But in fact, as we've understood the science better now, rather than thinking of the old dog sitting on the porch and not able to respond, it's actually more like a pit bull, that we can't control these mechanisms as efficiently or as effectively as we did when we were younger. And so it's really about control. So you're taming that pit bull, and in fact, you're bringing it back to a more youthful state, where it's coming back into regulation, better able to function. And I think that's probably the analogy as we think about these mechanisms, as we have these aging aggressors, we're able to control, and which I often refer to as with aging, we have dysregulation, and we're bringing that more into regulation. And these ingredients and this blend of nutrients are critical to help the cells come back into that control. We're able to control better and actually more youthful, and that's why we say this is a youth product that can maintain and support these healthy mechanisms.
Wow, this is amazing. Okay, I can't go any further without talking about LifeGen, because as you talked about, that LifeGen brought so many different aspects to science, to our company. I can remember to the date that we were on a cruise out in the Baltic, and the company announced our relationship at the beginning before our company purchased LifeGen, where we were going to become a partner with them, and how it was going to change everything. And I remember Mark Mabry, a great friend of mine, we talking about, and he said that Truman Hunt and Dr. Joe Chang were like little kids jumping on a bed. They were so excited about the possibilities and what this was going to do for the company. And so talk about who is LifeGen and the significance of what they have done to our ageLOC technology.
And that's a question that I'm often asked, and they often say, well, are these just scientists that are just we point to from the research because they're well-known. They've published in Science and Nature and Cell Biology, which are some of the top and premier journals in the scientific field. But what they've provided to us, and it was really an exciting time, as you mentioned, the excitement of Joe Chang as he was having discussions and we were talking about what they were doing, what we were doing, some of our expertises. What they provided was really an understanding of being able to measure, when I break it down, measure aging in each tissue, or talking about youthfulness in each tissue, because we could look at gene expression. We determined that tissues age differently. The eye ages differently than the heart, or the skin than the muscle, or the adipose tissue. And so they really brought the ability to help us identify and make comparisons between two conditions, a young and an old state, or a healthy state, and how we can support that. We were bringing in our understanding of much of the nutritional components. We'd had almost 25 years when we began thinking about these compounds and looking at them. But we were able to then accelerate by working together to not only use their proprietary technology and gene expression and recognize that it was a profile of these genes that were important rather than just looking for single genes. And also now we could take our understanding, combine those, and really come up with a library of compounds that we could test to be able to see from a gene expression standpoint, how does this benefit the brain? How does this benefit the heart? Because we have that ability to look at gene expression. And so as we got working with them, we could see the real positive benefits, and that's why we went ahead and purchased LifeGen Technologies. It was founded by Rick Weindrick and Tom Prola, who have been working in anti-aging and strategies for youthful benefits for many years. Rick, his whole career has spanned probably about 30 years where he's been focused on what are ways of maintaining youth or providing these benefits. And so this is really the focus of one of the main reasons, if not the reason, to be able to have this collaboration. But we've just accelerated to be able to identify those genes that control these aging defense mechanisms that oppose aging aggressors and come out with a product that is helpful for everyone and the benefits that we see from a youth standpoint.
Wow. So this whole deal with gene expression and that LifeGen, for those that are new, can you just give us a real quick little tour of what this ability to be able to, first off, what is the gene expression and what it means to be able to identify and view that?
I can. And it probably, just going back to some of our original understanding, when we look at things that control all of us, our behavior, how we look, we went to the source, the genes, and we're not doing any manipulation of those genes. But we recognize, as there were studies done on identical twins who have the same genes, if you will, and so they have those similar characteristics, but because of lifestyle choices that they make, whether it's nutrition or being in the sun or smoking, they are seeing the effects of these aging defense mechanisms. And what is happening is that gene expression, not the genes, as they're being expressed, we're able to see differences. And one of the classic studies was comparing several twins and then identifying, even though they look different, but they have the same background, we were able to say that, say, one twin was almost 10 years older than the opposing twin, and that this gene expression was being affected by these lifestyle choices. So it led us down this path of saying, you know, it's not necessarily the genes. The old paradigm, I have my parents' genes, and that's just what I have. Now we understand that you can do something about the way that those genes are being expressed. And if you can think that 10 years ago, each of us, our genes were expressing youthfulness more than they are expressing youthfulness today. And so we want to be able to have that expression more youthful, and that's why youth has been able to oppose those effects of aging through gene expression. But it's important to realize that we're not changing genes, we're just looking at that expression for all of us and then moving it to a more youthful pattern or supporting it so it maintains the youthful pattern. And it's not just one gene expression, but it's this collective expression. And I'd point out with youth, in the past we've looked at this collection of genes, which we called youth gene clusters, which was telling us it was important to look at a number of these and then compare them to young and old. But now we're able to look at pathways, and these pathways are providing the functionality. So a pathway may be made up of 450 genes, and it may not just be those single gene changes that we see in that pathway, but it's the overall change. And we've been looking with LifeGen at this pathway very carefully, that we've been able to say that this pathway is changing. And then once we feed youth, we've been able to say this pathway is more youthful, or it's opposing the effects of aging. And it's really an exciting approach. And many scientists, as I talk with them, they say, you know, that makes sense. And so now as we've presented and we're publishing studies, I think we'll see more of this. And I think even the scientific community, we're not studying this in an island. We're being able to work with others, and we're being able to understand what's going on. But this is headed down the path of real incredible science that all of us are excited about, but even outside of our company, the scientists are saying this makes a lot of sense, and they're asking to continue to work on products like youth to be able to understand more of the mechanisms and the benefits.
Yeah, thank you. It's pretty amazing what the product has done for us. Oh my gosh, I'm so frustrated. I'm looking at the clock, and we're going to go maybe just a couple minutes over, because I've got this last question that I want to ask, and people are going to say about, well, what about this R-squared product and any other products as far as working in combination? But especially, you know, we got these great benefits of ageLOC R-squared, and now can I take that with youth?
That's a question that comes up frequently, because this product, as we look at some of the benefits, as I mentioned, one aging defense mechanism is really focused on detoxification and cellular protection. It sounds a lot like ageLOC R-squared. Many of those mechanisms, and we were able to build on that understanding, and we're saying that ageLOC Youth is this foundational product. Everyone ought to take this. But then if they live in an environment, or they're wanting very focused benefits on energy benefits with R-squared, they can take that. We've designed our products that you can take them together. And another question that comes up frequently is with LifePak or LifePak Nano. Can I take both of these, or do I need to make a decision? Do I take one or the other? And many people, because we call it the most advanced anti-aging supplement, they somehow feel like, I can't leave this product that is very high quality. I like it. I've used it for many years. And I often say, you know, continue with that product. There's nothing wrong. This is a great product. It's based on sound science, and it's going to continue to be a great product. But you probably need to start looking at some of these individual aspects. And as we talk about more customization or focused on personal nutrition, we provide the foundation with youth, and then we'll begin to start to describe, well, do you have concerns for bone, or do you have concerns for, is your diet not so healthy? But we have a whole array of products that then can be used as very specific for people's conditions. So if your diet's poor, and I would point out that we're not saying take youth and have a poor lifestyle and diet and you'll receive all these benefits, we still encourage people to have a healthy lifestyle. But it gives you the ability to then look at the concern that a person has. I'm concerned about my bone health. You take youth because there's bone benefits of that, but you also may need those nutrients like calcium, magnesium, and so you'd use the bone formula. Or some people that may even say, you know, I have a lot of nutritional gaps. I don't eat the best I could. LifePak is really the perfect product for you to combine with youth. But even using products like Life Essentials, this is a great product, and it can help fill those nutritional gaps. And so it really doesn't become a question, do I take one product or do I take the other product? It really becomes, this is a foundational product, and then I identify exactly what I need to focus on, and we have products for each of those conditions.
Well, Steve, if it wasn't for this clock I'm looking at, we would be on here for another hour. So I can't thank you enough. I think we've been well fed today, and there's still a lot to learn, but you sure did fill an awful big open gap that we had. So thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Buzz, and my pleasure. One of the things that excites me about this company is the ability to talk with the people that use the products or are building their businesses, but also that we're able to develop products that we want to be able to enjoy the benefits from, and this is one of those that my team is very excited about, and we look forward to the benefits and hear about the experiences of people who use the product.
Well, thank you, Steve. And Steve, you and your team are having a major impact on millions of people around the world, so from all of us, we can't thank you enough.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Steve.